Of course, as you know, this time next week, we'll be heading to the polls to elect a new slate of members of the House of Assembly. We've seen two polls released in the last couple of days that show a really high undecided number. 39% in MQO, 21% in the Abacus Data Poll. Ivan Savick is Assistant Professor of Political Science and Environmental Studies at the Grenfell campus of Memorial University. He joins me live by phone. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning.
What do you make of the large undecided vote?
Well, I think that might be a result of the calling of the snap election in the first place. It actually took a lot of people by surprise. The other parties weren't really ready, and it could just be that voters aren't ready either.
And one party that obviously wasn't really fully prepared is the NDP, with only 14 candidates on the 40 voting district ballots. What are the forces of the NDP in this election, in your opinion, sir?
It's hard to say, but it doesn't really seem like they have. They're in a very good position, and the truth is that the areas where they're running candidates are those areas where they'd have the strongest showing anyway. But it is probably going to negatively affect them.
Every election has a defining characteristic, whether it be Muskrat Falls or oil opportunities or healthcare, the economy. What do you think is the defining characteristic of this one?
Well, it's probably going to be the economy. That's usually the default in most elections. And currently there isn't any other issue that's sort of dominating people's thinking.
The undecided number is big. We don't know how many of those folks who are currently undecided will actually vote. What, in your opinion, is the impact of a low voter turnout? People are suggesting that maybe we will come nowhere near 50%. What's the real impact of that?
Well, in terms of the actual election, it's something that's not that unusual. And it does, affect the... I guess you'd say the legitimacy of the elections. Not that that they're not legitimate, but they don't reflect, people's preferences as they should.
The need for democratic reform is multi-layered. As a political scientist, where do you start if you're trying to make sure people believe that their vote counts and that things are working in the best interest of the people versus the politician?
Well, that's a difficult question. And... One sort of important thing is to actually increase citizen engagement and even an understanding of how politics affects them. Unfortunately, this usually isn't the main focus of politicians. When they're going in terms of engaging with the public, it's getting support for their party rather than democratic process in general.
We'll see how it unfolds in a week from now. It's nice to speak with you this morning, Ivan. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
It's Ivan Savick. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science and Environmental Studies at the Grenfell campus of Memorial University.